I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. In a recent blog on watersage.com, Ponderosa Advisors Spencer Williams shares advice for those Colorado ag producers who may have heard a pitch about selling their water rights or investing in water rights. He says that that old adage, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is an important one to remember when considering any proposal.
If you're approached at all, you have to trust the people you're working with. You have to be dealing in reality. You never want to make an investment with a financial resource that's critical for you, that's based on what might happen even next year, 5 years, or 10 years from now. If it's something that's critical to your livelihood, then the plan needs to work today. And if it doesn't work today, then I'd say it's probably not the right deal for you.
He continues with another important thing to remember when it comes to water right investments.
Something else that people need to be aware of is that you can't just go and change your water right to a new use in water court and then create a lot of value. I see proposals now and again, some from groups of producers and others from investment types. They have this idea that they can either take their own water rights or take someone else's water rights and go ahead and change them to a municipal use, and that immediately upon that change, their water is going to be worth 3 or 4 or 5 times more, and they'll just go sell it to the next city.
That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.